week. Before I go on, I'd like to remind you that tomorrow we are going to have Angela Ajetumobi on the discourse at 9 o'clock. It's not 8, it's 9. If you want to stay up from 8, why not? But it's the discourse is at 9 tomorrow. And we have Angela Ajetumobi. And we're going to be looking at the various players that appear to be emerging and assessing some of them and the political landscape for 2023. We have started our own part, that of creating awareness. The rest is up to you. And if at the end of the day, you know, things don't go right, I don't want anybody in 2023 saying that you are the one who told us to. I hear people blaming me. Or could you be, you are the one who told us to vote for Buhari. I don't see things like that now. You have your own mind. Our job then was to analyze and let you know the various options that you had. And you were between a rock and a hard place. I don't know which one you chose. I don't know whether you chose a rock, whether this one you chose is a rock or a hard place. Anyway, today is Friday. We take it nice and easy. To survive in these turbulent times, you have to gauge yourself. So we won't go into all those political discussions that will raise people's BP. I have a young man here that I met. And go on YouTube and see us. Let me have one of those paintings. Go on YouTube and you'll see us. I'll show one of his paintings. He's an artist. His name is Jumbo Shotoye. Did I get it right?
Shotoye.
Jumbo Shotoye.
Yes.
Yes, he's an artist. I was very, very impressed with his works. He brought one of his works here today, some of them, but I'd like to show this one on YouTube. I give you 5 minutes to tune your, to get your, to on your, to on your data, because I know some of you don't put on your data as such, but so that you can see what I want to show you. I'm very impressed with him. He's a young man. How old are you?
I'm 32.
He's 32. He said, "He too is an artist. This is what you do for a living."
Yes, yes.
No other thing. Let me tell you how this man caught my attention. He was introduced to me by my good friend Ato Arinze. Ato is a sculptor. If you stand for too long, Ato will produce you in wood, bronze, and all kinds of various genres of whatever. You need to see the statue that Ato did of Wode Akindele. It's as if the man was just walking past. And so he introduced this man to me. I buy artworks. I don't buy names. I'm not into names. I'm not into, even with music, I'm not into names. I'm more into what I feel like. Even with the clothes, I don't wear designer clothes. I wear clothes that I like, you know. I'm so cocky about things like that. I think a designer should pay me to wear his clothes. Not that I should be running around paying an extra premium. So all you Tommy, I don't do all those things. I have some, yes, but I buy things that I like. And so when Ato introduced this gentleman to me, I said, he first of all showed me his works. Then he did something that nobody else has done. That I know. I'm not saying that other people haven't done. Of course, it's done by, but artist, he was the first artist in my life. And I've been buying paintings for only God knows. Who would also now give me a video of him painting? So, because it's a live painting, he was in front. I have one, Falomar Bridge. I tell you what, I put that Falomar Bridge on my Instagram page. He put his chair and table somewhere. Where did you, the Falomar Bridge, where did you put your chair and table?
On the middle of the road.
The middle of the road?
I did one at Third Mainland Bridge.
Yes.
Yeah, just in the middle of the road.
And nobody disturbed you?
No.
Anybody's not talking to me, you drop. Make you.
No.
They don't say you be Ijaw boy. They was saying you drop. he's from Ijaw. I'm very proud of him. And so I saw the video of him painting it. And that regenerated my interest in the painting that this man didn't, like some artists would do, take a photograph and then copy from there. He actually did. Then he sent me one recently, you know. But look at the one he brought this morning that caught my attention. I'm not presenting it to you. Will you keep your hands to yourself, Webimo? I'm not presenting it to you. Okay, let me present it to you. But look at it. It's beautiful. Young man, you know, it's beautiful. I'm very proud of you.
Thank you, sir.
Jumbo. That's it. So for those, so you can see it. So this is what you do for a living.
Yes.
Did you study art?
Yes, I did.
Where?
Cross River State University.
Pro-tech. I see.
Yeah.
So you have a degree in fine arts?
Yes.
That's good. Any plan to do a master's or something?
No, not
that. No, you already have the talent and you're sure of what you want.
Yes.
That's not a pencil drawing. Is it a charcoal drawing? What is it?
It's a dry point.
It's called a dry point?
Yes, dry point technique. I'm currently under Bruce Onagrepeya. So this is like one of his techniques in producing art.
How did you get under Bruce Onagrepeya? How did that happen?
Okay, I attended the Amazon workshop. From there,
That's after uni?
Yes, after university.
Okay.
So I attended the Amazon workshop, and with that, I became very close with the Hamathan family.
Hamathan family?
Yes.
Who are those? Mr. and Mrs. Hamathan?
No, like artists that always attend the Hamathan workshop. And
I see.
Yes, and workers for the Bruce Onagrepeya Foundation. So I got close.
What is most important to me that you have said is that after getting your degree, you now made personal efforts to develop yourself.
Yes.
Did you ever try to get a job on your own?
No.
You knew from the onset that
that was it.
That's it. So how do you sell your products? Through galleries or online or what?
Online.
You sell online?
Instagram. Yes, mostly.
Do you get a good response from that?
Yes, of course. I do.
I do find... Look, I've suddenly been bombarded in Instagram to buy unboxed perfume, to buy secondhand clothing. But the Instagram now is a vibrant market.
True.
So for you guys out there, something is telling me that with the new business in town, if you have your stuff, you can put it on Instagram, then the person orders, then you call, there's so many delivery guys in town. You don't need to deliver it yourself. You call the delivery guy, your client pays for delivery, it's stated there. If you want to buy this, this is how much it is. Delivery to so-and-so place is that. You pay, and everybody is happy. So if you have any product out there, don't just sit back and say, you don't need a shop. You don't need a shop. You sell average of how many in a month?
I sell five.
Do you sell other paintings?
Yes, I do. I sell other paintings. Aside from...
On Instagram?
Aside from Instagram, I use my WhatsApp too as an...
Oh, yes, definitely.
So after making a piece, I make sure that I BC it to my contacts.
Yes, like you did to me.
Yes.
And the beauty of what he does is that he sends you... Remember, he sends you the painting and the video of him doing the painting, which kind of authenticates... That was a brilliant idea. Is that common with artists to have the... A video of I was seeing it for the first time. Let me confess. If I'm a bushman, tell me, I'm not gonna mind.
It's not common, because that was my concept of not just going out there to paint, but to record the moment.
That moment.
Yeah, because it's something that would change. Like for instance.
Yes.
Instance, the Third Milan Bridge I did. I did the house. There was this white house that's on top of the water. But recently, I noticed that they've destroyed the old one, and they just finished the new building.
Well, why did you take the lazy alternative or lazy option of just taking the photograph and reproducing it? It won't have the same effect.
Not that I lose inspiration looking at the photograph and painting.
Yes,
it does not have that real.
Yes,
it does not give me that.
Yes, let me run a small commercial here. I hope Mrs. What's her name? The marketing madam. I hope Mrs. Chidi is not listening. have the Falomo. I bought two paintings from you. I bought one beach, but that Falomo one, it inspires me like no man's business. I'm going to buy this one now. I don't want to price it on air. But I'm going to buy this one off you. It must It's going to be on my head in my studio, and I put it up also on my Instagram, you know. But the what determines the price of an artwork?
It depends. For me, it depends the amount of time I put into it.
How do you value your time? 10,000 per hour?
15,000 per hour.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that scientific?
Yes. So that's
so how long does it take you to draw a scene, for example?
4 to 5 hours.
Hours.
Yes. Then the cost of the materials is also a factor too.
When you finish, let me tell you, I used to write a column in the newspapers way back. And I had this funny habit. Once I've written an article, I don't read it. I don't even edit it. It's got so bad that the book that I produced, after the editor had edited it, I didn't read it again. I find it difficult. Same thing with programs. I find it difficult to listen to my program again. I wonder how you feel, because you see, this is what happens. We are our own biggest critics. Okay, if I watch this show again, I say, I should have said this or I should have done that, then I get so upset. You know, does it happen to you when you finish a work? Do you continue to look at it?
Yeah, it happens to me immediately. Like after finishing the work, I will say, is this good enough? Did I do this thing right?
Mm.
Did I use the right technique? But after a while, maybe after selling it and giving it out away, then for like 1 or 2 years, I come back to it and look at it maybe in the buyer's house. I appreciate it and know that, okay, my time wasn't wasted.
So you should come to my house and look at that for a longer bridge again.
Of course.
Do you do replicas?
No.
No, so it's straight original work.
Yes, for the paintings. For the paintings.
Okay. Oche Jumbo.
Sotoye Jumbo.
Sotoye Jumbo. You grew up where? Lagos, Port Harcourt?
Port Harcourt. Port Harcourt.
And now you're in Lagos?
Yes.
You're doing quite well.
Yes.
You don't buy motor?
No, not yet.
It remains small.
But very soon.
I'm just holding back. Talking of the money. Make the money. Which car? You could go buy a long car. No, don't start like that. This gentleman inspires me, young as he is, and I'm always proud to look at his works, and also to talk to him. He makes me feel very proud that there is still a lot of hope for this generation. We're going to open up our line 0700-993-993-993, and the line for females. I hate to call it the female line, as if phones have gender. The line for females is, or for madams and aunties and whatever, is 01465-7190. So you can call. So are you married? You're 32. Are you married?
No.
You don't get fiancé, you don't get present. You just do your own.
Yes.
Don't you want to get married? Don't you want to settle down? Don't you want to have children?
Yes, I've been thinking about it lately.
Mm.
But I just want to take my time.
To sift through all the ones where you get.
To find the right one. Because it matters for an artist.
You're still searching.
It matters for an artist to find the right person.
Amaka was here on Wednesday. She's searching. I will see if I can do if I can. I should run a dating service, really. but you're happy at the pace at which you're developing.
Yes. The key is patience. You don't have to rush. Just patience. Things will fall into place in the right time.
Mm.
Just patience.
Mm. So you live permanently in Lagos. Don't you find it expensive to live in? Well, Port Harcourt is even worse. You know. Do you leave Lagos to do some paintings, by the way?
Yes, I do. I go to
other places. Are you in connection with your roots?
Yes.
Where exactly are you? You are Ijaw from where exactly?
Boni.
Ah, from Boni. Ah, I must introduce you to my Boni friends. They're from Boni too. They're Tedos. You know them?
No, I know the name, the family name, but I don't know.
Yes, they must know you. You're a good Boni boy. You're a good ambassador of Boni. How is your king?
He's fine.
What's his name again? The former banker. What's the name of your king?
King Williams Asimini.
No, not that one. No. What's his name? The guy who was the MD of IMB. I thought he was your king. I thought he was king of Boni. the guy, the original MD of IMB. You don't know. You're lost in thought. You're sleeping. Just lost in thought. Anyway, do I have any callers? Yes, hello, good morning.
Good morning, Nigeria Info.
Morning, madam. Please go on. Oh, we lost that one. Okay. Hello, good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, they are trying to remember Chibedu Timi Banigu.
Yeah, God bless you. Who is speaking?
Helen.
Ah, bless God. Us. God bless you, madam. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I owe you one. I owe you one. Yes, I'll try to remember Chief Banigo. Okay, hello, morning.
Hello.
Morning, sir.
Hello, this is Koeri calling from Shagam.
Yes, sir. Why did he got frightened? Was it my voice? Okay, let me try another one. Hello, morning.
Hello.
Morning. Okay, let's continue, so Jerry. So, do you take part in exhibitions?
Yes, I do, from time to time.
You do?
Yeah.
Do exhibitions actually pay?
They do. Mm. But it's where you have to share your with the galleries.
Your revenue, yeah. But people complain that the galleries overprice works. Do you agree with that? That they place too much of a premium, you know, they take it out of the reach. You go to some galleries. First and foremost, art is like beauty and music. It is in the eye of the beholder. Okay, there's no fixed way. I don't buy names. I'm not interested in hyping, because I've seen names. I've seen artists just like writers. I don't read what you would call the most popular writer, one of the most popular writers in Nigeria today. I don't enjoy reading. I had to read it in university as if they were caning me. I don't like reading with a headache. I like to read. That's why I like, my favorite writer is Chinua Achebe. You read it and it's like, you know, you read it, it's like you've woken up now. You know, a lot of people think that some other person is the best writer. Good luck. I enjoy Chinua Achebe. I enjoy a bit of Cyprian Nkwensi. Okay, and I handpick like that. I don't go. The same thing applies to arts. I don't buy names. I'm not an investor in art. I'm not, you understand, because they are two different things. I'm not even what you would call a collector, okay? But once I see something nice I want to put on my wall, I go for it. And you have a lot of promise.
Thank you, sir.
I'm very, very proud of you, and I'm sure Nigeria. Let me just take one more call, then we'll let you go. Hello, good morning.
Uncle Jimmy.
Yes, sir.
Somebody said he's interested in the boy's, the man's artwork. It's on the Facebook, so check.
Is interested. Okay, that's easy. You can check. Go. You check our own website and go to Facebook. Check the Nigeria Info. Then you in the comments area, you'll see people who might be interested in what you have. Okay. Hello. Good morning. Yes, sir. This one I've underbed you there. Hello. All these secret callers. What's going on?
Hello.
Hello. I'm in the police station. Hello. Morning.
No, I know the police station. I'm in Shagam here.
Hey, you called us now, and I have to take a break in less than a minute.
Okay, let me call back.
Call back. Okay, this is Daily Digest with Jimmy Disu. I got to take a break. I'll let you go, Oga, so that you can go face your job for the day.
Before I go, I would like to, for those people that are interested in my work.
No, you can't advertise. Oh.
Okay.
No, you want to, can you pay the bill? not even I can pay the bill for you. We'll take a short break. and we'll be right back. Yeah, you're welcome back. Jumbo, what's your contact in
Instagram?
Your, Instagram handle, yes.
SOTYJ, Sotyj,
Tattoo
Lagos. @tattoo_Lagos.
Why do you take such a long? Why do you such a long? Okay. Long name.
There are two handles. The Soti J, it's my nickname, and the J for Jumbo, Soti J. Then the Tattoo Lagos.
Oh, Soti.
Soti J.
Spell it. S-O-T-Y-J. Oh, Soti J. Okay.
That's okay. The one for the paintings. You find my videos of me painting.
Do you do a video of every painting that you do?
Yes.
It's standard practice with you?
Yes.
That's nice. So, let's take one or two more reactions from our listeners. Any call there? Okay. Good. Sorry? Oh, the phone number. Everybody knows the phone number. 0700-993-993-993. And the female number is 01465-7190. For how long are you going to be able to do this? Do you want to do this till you retire? Or you're going to go back? Are you going to lecture? Are you going to, you know?
I don't have plans of retirement. So
you just want to continue along this path
because it's
and
fun.
Grow.
It's fun. It's not like I don't take it like a major job. It's fun. It's just go there, just play, paint. So it's not something you retire from. Bruce Donagrepa is still working at his age, he's still making paintings.
I think he's about 80 now.
Yes.
He's about 84 thereabout.
Yes.
That's good. Okay, we have some people on the line. Hello, good morning. Hello? Hello?
Good morning, Uncle Jimmy.
Morning, sir. Who's calling? Hello? Hello? Why is today so dull like this?
Hello, good morning, Uncle Jimmy.
Morning.
Yeah, I have Ambassador Musba here from Mushin. Long time.
Ambassador, how are you? How have you been?
I'm fine.
We haven't heard from you for a while.
I always around listening to you.
But you don't. I haven't heard from you for a while. And by the way, can somebody tell me where Comrade Dakpan is? I'd like to know that he's alive and well. Okay, please go on.
I'll get back to you after the phone call.
No problem.
Yeah. How are you, my brother? You are doing good. You are doing great.
Thank
but
you.
But this
very
question
much.
I have to ask you. What are you doing to encourage those who are looking forward to have this kind of opportunity? Are you trying to do something for the students, encourage them to have what you are doing right now, to be like you?
Okay. You know, what it means is that do you mentor younger ones?
Yes, of course.
You do that. How do you get that done?
Okay, with the videos. That's why I make the videos, put it out there for them to learn and see. And it encourages them to grow. And they see my growth also, and it inspires them in return.
But do you have those that you teach, you know, that you teach? Like maybe once in a while I go to public schools to teach them art and so on and so forth.
No. I was in university, I used to take my younger ones, like the ones in year one, year two, to teach them painting, give them the basic.
It'd be nice, all these slum to school places, if you can go in there once in a while and have an art class, you know, just an art class. Yes,
I've been thinking about that lately too, because it's good to give back. And
it's always good to give back. Look, I get, what is the satisfaction I get running these programs? The biggest satisfaction I get is when I get a phone call. Like, I got a phone call one day from one guy. I said, Uncle Jimmy, I want to thank you. I said, what for? You know, he said, I got him off the streets. Okay? Uh-huh. During Jonathan's time. He said he heard my program one day, and I got him off the streets. And I said, yes, because, and I can be very crude in my descriptions. I told the boys then that, your guys are sending their children to the best universities abroad. You know, so ask yourself 10 years from now, what will you be doing? You know, and I that gives me more satisfaction than any money anybody can give me. You know, I think so. It's also good to, you know, God offers you blessings and so on and so forth.
Another thing, I believe that me going on the streets and painting, young children, they see it. children.
Oh yes,
they see
yes.
it and they get inspired. Most of them, they haven't like seen.
But don't people look at you funny when you put your table and chair in the middle? Well, not on the side of the road. The area boys don't bother you.
At times, depending on the area I go to, they do
come. Oh, they do come?
Yes, they do come.
And what do they tell you?
Find me something. Are you, who sent you? What are you doing here? All those questions. Some they want to extort from you and get something from you. But I'm not working for anyone, so yes. I don't have anything to give to you.
Yes.
So I'm mostly inspired by those children that come and see me painting and they stand. The children, they actually pay more attention to it. They actually are attracted to it.
I think what is, for those who are listening, especially the younger ones, what if you're focused, you will grow gradually. It's not going to happen overnight.
True.
It's not. I wonder what you think about young people into Yahoo and all these internet fraud and so on and so forth. What do you think of them?
For me, I have a talent. I don't know about them.
You go on your own lane.
Yes, I go on my own lane because they might not have anything to
fall back on. But that's a lazy attitude. If you think hard enough, there's always something you can do. Look at on Instagram now, people are selling all kinds of things. And you don't even need to have the products. If you manipulate your Instagram well, you can sell products that you are going to again order from a wholesaler.
True.
That happens. It happens a lot. All the selling t-shirts and this and that. When you call them, you make an order, they quickly put a call through to the wholesaler and tell him this deliver to Wemimo at Cool FM and so on and so forth. A lot of that's going on. But you need to be very careful about the food suppliers and those who buy perfumes too. You need to be very, very careful. There are a lot of what they call them replicas that are just like the original. Just like the original. So there's nothing bad in buying a replica, but know that you are buying a replica. Maybe say, and then, of course, that also goes with the designer t-shirts and so on and so forth. I don't believe it. I wear what I think is good on me. And like they say, beauty is in the eye of the beholder. Jumbo, I got to go.
Yeah, thank you. I got to go.
The techers will be here any minute from now. I'm going to put one or two of his paintings up also to encourage him. And I use this moment to, make a plea to younger people. That's what I try to do on Fridays, to encourage you to get something done with dignity. I look at some of the funny thing about the Yahoo people is you can spot them a mile away.
True.
Yeah, and you don't look at them with any dignity. Okay, so they have money, they're driving the best cars, and then what again? I would like people to get a life. This country is not going to be like this forever. And all these, if mama could see me now, if you think that's the way to go, ultimately it's going to go nowhere. You will need your dignity at some point in your life. That's where we'll knock it off for today. Tomorrow, Angela Ajetunmobi will be here at 9 o'clock, like I said, and we'll be looking at 2023. I'd like to thank you
Sotanye Jumbo.
We'll go price this one now before then I put it up in my study. All right.
Okay.
Madam, that was an inspiring story, wasn't it? It was. That's a student, what do you call it?
Intern.
Intern. Why are you looking at her from the corner of your eye?
She's beautiful.
She's what?
Beautiful.
Beautiful. With the mask in her face, you don't see that one. I wish you come out. Oh, yeah. Come begin. Come and be going. But young people are wonderful. What is side there? But thank you very much. Thank you for being here. We'll be back again. Don't worry, I was just joking. Yes, we'll be back again. We'll be back again tomorrow at 9 o'clock in the morning, okay? See you then.
Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.